Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dave wants that. Our guy, and he is your coach.
Listen to this. Would you help us with this? This is Brisker talking about Chase today.
We're going to talk, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over who's be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like, imagine that. Like, seriously. It's hilarious.
What do you think of Jaquan Brisker saying he's going to trash talk Jamar Chase this weekend?
That's, you know, talking about crying. Number one, I'd have to see it to believe it. And number two, guys don't say that in the NFL. I mean, you know, that's because that's hanging in Chase's locker. It's probably hanging in everybody's locker in the entire Bengal locker room. You know, it truly is. I mean, it's.
Yeah, if you're the Bengals coach, you go find that and bring it to his attention,
yeah,
don't
we,
you?
I used to make them up, and I was always looking for something to hang in Benny Blades' locker or one of those, you know, great smart carrier's locker. I'd make something up and put it in carrier's locker or Sean Gale and say, hey, look what this guy said about you. What? Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, he thinks that you were crying.
Sicilians are great liars. Best in the world. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars.
They'd act like they were mad, but they probably said, this guy thinks. Say, nobody would say that.
Yeah, but then when you hear someone say it.
You making stuff up to try and get Sean Gale going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, coach. That started back in the U days, back in the convicts and Catholic days. Oh, yeah, we did it all. All right, I'm out of here. See you guys. Give me the ball. Yeah.
Come on, you got the gift. You're the only one that could help me.
Jerry, I can't. It's like saying to Pavarotti, teach me to sing like you. Jerry, just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We're so happy that you hung out with us for these last 3 hours. You got one more hour until the weekend, and we've got a Bears-Bengals game that is very, very interesting. And so this afternoon, we're like, we should probably get someone on to talk about the Bengals from their perspective. So I reached out to my guy, Anthony Durunda, who was my producer on Chicago football night. And he's like, you should talk with Charlie Clifford. I'm like, okay, let's reach out to Charlie. And he's like, you know, Charlie's from here. I was like, wait, what? That makes it even better.
From here?
Yeah. Like, he's from Chicagoland. He's from Mount Prospect. He's now the sports director at NBC5 in Cincinnati, and he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Charlie, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
No, fellas, happy Halloween. I appreciate the Mount Prospect love. I was a huge Score listener, obviously, as a kid, and this is cool. I let my pals back home know we're doing this, and they're obviously, they love the show, and this is cool. This is cool. How are we doing?
We're good. It's nice to know we got somebody on the inside there in Cincinnati. Maybe we could,
a little double agent action.
So what can you tell us that we can then share with the Bears coaches?
No, we're not. That's not what we're doing.
I thought what we're doing.
We're sharing it with the Bear fan listener that wants to know. So let's start here.
I like my angle.
Let's go.
What's the Joe Flacco experience been like?
It's been great. I mean, the guy is exactly what you heard last week when we made the comment about, you know, that guy sitting at the corner of the bar looking miserable. Oh, man, he looks lonely. I kind of feel bad for the guy. No, after you have five kids, you realize that guy is in heaven. Do not bother him. He's a guy you'd want to have a beer with. You know, he's obviously at the end here, and it's just unbelievable to think, you know, after seeing the Browns in Cleveland week one, and he's on the other side, that, you know, 3-4 weeks later, he would be the only hope to keep this Bengals season alive. It's just been a bizarre, you know, 6 weeks in Cincinnati. It's been really, that's been the story the last 2 years with Burrow injuries and just bad defenses. But overall, Flacco's given you everything you can, including this week when he basically went out one day this week, threw it around a little bit, and we think probably gave the thumbs up, said I can at least give this a go on Sunday with a bad shoulder at 40 years old. It's pretty remarkable considering, you know, Zach Taylor even said today, he's like, I don't think he knows 75% of the guys' names in the locker room. So that tells you everything you need to know about Joe Flacco. He's willing to go out there with a bad shoulder and try to give it a go on Sunday, which is a pretty cool deal.
So Jake Browning was pretty darn good in 2023 when he came in relief of Joe Burrow, had two games with a quarterback rating well over 100, actually had three games with a rating well over 100. And so I was kind of surprised to see him be as bad as he was. Did Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins have anything to do with the push for a new quarterback? Or is this ownership thinking we still might have a chance to salvage something? How did it all happen?
Yeah, it was a huge disappointment, obviously. Browning, again, like Flacco, you know, if he was sitting here with us, he'd be like, oh, this is a really cool guy. He kind of made his story out of nothing. He was a great player at Washington, but undrafted. You're talking 4 years on practice squads between Minnesota and Cincinnati. And he played well, as you mentioned, two years ago. You're like, oh, my gosh, you know, he might save the season here. And he was the toast of the town, so they kept him around. And he just got thrown in there, and it was kind of the perfect storm. I mean, they ran into some of the best defenses. You're playing at Minnesota. You got a Monday nighter against Denver. And then the final strike was at home against the Lions. I think we all respect what's going on in Detroit, but that's a team you should be able to throw the ball a little bit against. And it was just kind of total self-destruct mode there. So that, yeah, they huddled that night and basically said, who can we get? And obviously, no one thought in the AFC, let alone in your division, is handing you anyone who can throw a forward pass with any sort of consistency. And hey, wait a second. Cleveland says we can do Flacco. Let's do this. It's just a pick swap, 5-6. I mean, Mike Tomlin said it best probably a week ago. He's like, Andrew Berry, I guess you're the smartest guy in the room. So that's how it went down, you know. You need to give Cincinnati some sort of hope if you're the front office, because the fan base is just knocking down the door on, you know, how have you screwed up this defense again? How have you taken this championship level offense and not even given them a chance with what you're putting on the defensive side of the ball? So, you know, Flacco's going to need to buy him, you know, four or five more wins if Burrow's going to come back and to have a chance at the end of the year. So there's a long way to go. And out here, I mean, this is Bears fans are probably looking at the record. Like, I wonder what the pulse is. I mean, this is a season on the line game Sunday in Cincinnati. You got the bye week next week. I think every player and coach knows, you know, on their little short vacation next week, if they lose to Chicago, everyone's getting on that flight wherever they're going, somewhere warm, knowing season's over.
Charlie, we appreciate you jumping on, and I want to stay in that place where you were talking about that trade. It is weird to see intradivisional rivals, and especially these two rivals, make a trade. And I honestly felt like Tomlin showed his cards by how angry he was about that trade. How did it go over in Cincinnati, like the idea of trading with Cleveland?
I mean, guys, this is not Bears-Packers, but in terms of just discussed with one another, I mean, it's the closest thing the Bengals have. So this would be Malik Willis, you know, hopping in a car and heading 2 hours, 2.5 hours south to help save the Bears season. It was just, it wasn't on anyone's radar. And, you know, I think Cleveland will pay the price where they probably already did by just watching a Thursday night game when he throws for 350 and a bunch of scores and they beat Pittsburgh. But again, net of all of this, Cleveland's going to be bad for such a long time. They have so much to be upset about. And here in Cincinnati, you know what? I don't know if it's going to be a good story beyond a couple weeks here. I mean, we could be sitting here in 2 weeks and, you know, all the flame that's been lit with this Flacco story could be completely out. So it's just, you know, can he stir up the magic pot one more time? And, you know, my answer is probably not, because his defense, you'll see it on Sunday, it's so weak in so many spots.
Whew, looking forward to that. We could use a really weak defense. so how has the decision to pay Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins
and Trey Hendrickson to a lesser extent,
how have those decisions affected the roster building?
Well, let me start with this. How many Trey Hendrickson spam headlines have you guys gotten in Chicago the last 18 months about, hey, rumor, Bears, Hendrickson, pass rusher? Because I'm trying to gauge of which cities had the most, because he's, you know, that name's been out there.
We got it a lot. Like,
18, yeah,
it was definitely a thing that Bears fans were looking at during the offseason and being like, well, wait, he would make a great, great bookend on the other side of Montez Sweat.
But we just paid Montez Sweat, so it never struck me as realistic necessarily. So it's probably not us, I guess.
I think he got a little, let's start with Hendrickson quickly. He got a little dose of reality this summer when he basically threw his name out there, really going back to the winter, saying trade request is out there. The Bengals said, go ahead, find your suitor, find whoever will pay you this number you want. And he came back because no one was willing to get to that number. It's just the age thing, right? And now he's got a little injury stuff going on this year with the hip, which has kind of been a first time he's dealt with that. So overall, the roster building, they huddled last winter and said, okay, let's rethink this, because T. Higgins was walking out that door. It was a foregone conclusion until a Monday night game late last season in Dallas, when I actually asked Burrow, hey, you just walked out to midfield as a captain last primetime, probably with Higgins, Chase, and you. They had never walked out as captains before. He goes, no, you know, that's not going to be the last time. I'm confident Higgins is coming back. And we almost fell out of our chairs, because you're like, where is this money coming from? You're going to have not one, but two of the top 10 highest paid receivers. You're going to have one of the top highest paid quarterbacks. As you mentioned, Hendrickson for the 30-plus million. Where is the rest of this pie going to form a team where guys can tackle and block and kick? And now you're seeing, if Burrow's taken out of that chessboard, wow. I mean, it is. I don't know if it's just psychologically, this is the third time he might lose a season to an injury. Is, you know, how many times can you climb that mountain without your leader? I don't fully put it on the coaching staff. I think at some point you can only convince yourself so much that, hey, it's going to be okay. We're going to keep this ship going in the right direction. Unfortunately, I think you've just seen some of that confidence go out the window, because they've been down this road before. They know how hard it is. And now, as you said, with all the money tied up, Chase, Burrow, Higgins, it's a beautiful thing when you're in a playoff game, you got those three guys, you got to get to the playoffs first. And right now they just don't have the resources to find those veterans coming through free agency and really lock down the defense. I mean, they're leaning on a bunch of guys who really have never been out there, and you just see it with the communication. It's just, something changes Sunday, you'll see a defense that's not playing with much confidence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pride of Mount Prospect, Charlie Clifford joining us here on The Score as we talk about the Bengals. That's the team that he covers out in Cincinnati for NBC5. And watching this take place over the last couple of weeks with Flacco has been fascinating to me, because if you're sitting there on your couch and you're going, if I had Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, I'd throw him the ball every time. And Flacco seems to be like, yeah, I'm just going to throw Jamar Chase the ball every time. And it's working. Why has that been so successful thus far?
He's like Jerry Rice, you know, 2025. I know we're not there in the Super Bowl conversation yet, but guys, you watch him run and you look at him in person, you're just like, he's not Calvin Johnson. You know, I don't get how he's going 14 for 170 and two scores, you know, every other week. Why can't people bottle him up? He's just a tactician. He's a complete, you know, warrior upstairs. I mean, he plays with the edge. He'll get in the heads of the guys on the other side. I mean, he's Canton. He's Canton bound. So yeah, the 23 targets the other night, I mean, as Moose Muhammad once said, Chicago, that's where wide receivers go to die. Apparently the one thing they got going in Cincinnati, hey, you want to rack up some yards? You want to rack up some stats? Come play here, because we're going to throw it 50 times a game. The running game's been so quiet, and Chase is just, he's a cool dude, man. We sat down with him over Father's Day weekend with his dad and just kind of got the whole story. You know, this is one of those ones that gives you goosebumps. I mean, it came out of nowhere. He came from Harvey, Louisiana. There wasn't much there. His dad's a great guy. And he just has had his nose down to the grindstone since, you know, sophomore year of high school. And you look up and, man, he's the best in the business. After seeing it every Sunday, this guy's just absolutely fantastic.
Charlie Clifford is with us. You said the Pride of Mount Prospect. You better call Dave Kingman and tell him.
Hey, that, man. Dave Kingman, and I got to compliment you, because my guy Jack McMullen down in Miami is doing a hell of a job, okay? I did a little time with the Indianapolis Indians, and he came over afterwards, and I was getting texts, hey, you got to listen to this McMullen kid. This guy's going to, I'm telling you, soon. And sure enough, and you've been really cool to my dad. You've seen him at a couple concerts over the years.
Oh wow!
He's yeah. So I'm always pulling for that side of the family over there. So I hope Jack's having a great ride down there.
He is. Thank you so much. It's my nephew's the radio voice of the Marlins. I love that. Yeah, and Indianapolis. It's a fun minor league baseball town and a cool place. Charlie, you mentioned that Jamar Chase likes to get in the head of the opposition. Me and Lawrence both kind of jumped in our chairs for a minute there. I don't know if you're hip to this, but Jaquan Brisker was talking about what he might try to do to Jamar Chase. This caught our ears yesterday.
For sure. We're going to talk. And it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like a badge of that. Like, seriously. Yeah. So It's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
That's Jaquan Brisker says he's going to get in Jamar Chase's head. How's that going to go, you think?
You know, I think I've heard that a couple times over the last few years, and usually that doesn't go well. But, hey, he's catching him on a day where he's got a four-year-old quarterback with a bad throwing shoulder. So maybe he's reading the tea leaves and saying, I'm going to drop this quote this week and get out of there with a win. And, you know, maybe he picked the right week. I don't know. That's hysterical, though. I love it. I love to hear, you know, it's nice to see you guys. I know last week didn't go well, but it's nice to see the Bears back in the conversation, right? I mean,
yes.
I got to know Eberflus real well in Indy. I know it didn't go well. I know everyone ran him out of town. I really liked him as a guy, and I know, whatever. We don't have enough time to talk about that. But you guys found the difference maker. I mean, come on, you have the right guys flying this thing now, and shoot, you might be in the wrong division though. I don't know if you were in the AFC North. I think the Bears are probably, you know, having a home playoff game this year, but we'll see.
Yeah, because Lamar's back now, and now everything is all messed up.
Listen to him kiss it. Charlie's just kissing up to those Mount Prospect buddies.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Charlie, shout them out, man. Who are your peeps that you called and told them to listen?
No, I mean, hey, anybody who I umpired with in the Mount Prospect Park District back in the day, we're still doing it, guys. Those were my guys. Prospect High School, my folks are still there. I mean, it's home. Whenever you hop on the Metro Northwest line, you know, and ride down to Wrigley, those are still the best days I have with my dad. And I got a little four-month-old at home now, so looking forward to doing that next summer. But loving Cincinnati, guys. It's a great town. I wish you guys were coming in from the game because it is a really first-class place out here. And, you know, maybe we'll get a really important one down the road with these two teams. We certainly got the two quarterbacks to make it happen.
This was delightful, man. Thanks for picking up the phone. We appreciate it.
Guys, the pleasure was mine, seriously. That 670 number means a lot to a lot of people who love sports, whether they're still living there or not. So have a great rest of the year, and let's do it again soon.
Thanks,
You're
Charlie.
All that in a bag of chips.
Yeah, you got it. That was great, man.
That was really fun. That was really cool. Terry Moran from ABC News from Mount Prospect. Yeah, Bruce Boxleitner, the actor and the science fiction writer.
I'm still gonna go with Charlie.
Yeah, but Charlie's up there. Got a little list here. I'm working off.
Shout out to my guy Anthony Durunda for the plug on that one. That's very cool.
That was excellent.
Because they pull that together pretty. He's like, yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah, there you go. You need that. Brian Gregory, the men's basketball coach, Georgia Tech and Dayton.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia,
and that's all he's reading. All he's reading is Wikipedia.
I was just trying to set up CM Punk. I gotta admit, that's all I was doing.
Unbelievable. That was, man, Charlie was great.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Maybe we do some red stuff with him. Cubs red.
Sure, yeah. They absolutely. Hey, just speaking of Cubs, did you see who got the profile in The Athletic today from Patrick Mooney? My goodness.
Is it Ian Happ?
No.
I know that Ian Happ was part of another profile on The Athletic.
You're right, but how about this headline? As Cubs try to reach the next level, building around Nico Horner is a must.
He's their highest WAR player.
Patrick Mooney, yeah, there he is, coming off a 6.1 BWAR season, his best as a Cub. Can you imagine the profile of Nico Horner writing a piece about building around
a guy who had less than 10 home runs?
Dude, I'm telling you, and as you watch the Toronto Blue Jays, understand that they are blessed with stars who are also contact guys, like Vlad Guerrero is a contact hitter. Alejandro Kirk is a contact hitter. Bo Bichette is a contact hitter. But then what they've done with other guys who make contact, you know, it's not mutually exclusive. You can diversify your own lineup with your own guys through teaching and then augment with guys like Jimenez and Ernie Clement and Nathan Lucas, and then you can scratch and claw to multi-run innings as well as hit home runs. But our guy Nico getting the full-on profile today in The Athletic.
I dig that because he's great, and he had a great season, and it's amazing for him to have that high of a WAR considering there was no slug.
Totally agree.
Like, that's some amazing stuff. Our guy Tanny is a little hot. He's not the only one who's hot. If you are a sports viewer that was sitting there going, oh, well, I got it all figured out now. I'll just have this app, and I'll have this app, and I'll have all the things that I need. And then stuff goes away. And then other apps are added and all of that stuff. So why don't we have a discussion about where Chicago viewers are at? And we can tie it back into a conversation that we were having earlier about the Bulls and Blackhawks. We'll explain next here on The Score.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.